that Christ ordained for his church to accomplish. Purpose number one, love the Lord with all your heart. The word that describes this purpose is worship. The church exists to worship God. How do we love God with all our heart? By worshiping him. It doesn't matter if we're by ourselves, with a small group, or with 100,000 people. When we express our love to God, we're worshiping. The Bible says, "Worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Notice that worship comes before service. Worshiping God is the church's first purpose. Sometimes we get so busy working for God, we don't have time to express our love for him through worship. Purpose number two, love your neighbor as yourself. The word we use to describe this purpose is ministry. The church exists to minister to people. Ministry is demonstrating God's love to others by meeting their needs and healing their hurts in the name of Jesus. Each time you reach out in love to others, you are ministering to them. The church is to minister to all kinds of needs, spiritual, emotional, relational, and physical. Jesus said that even a cup of cold water given in his name was considered as ministry and would not go unrewarded. Purpose number three, go and make disciples. This purpose we call evangelism. The church exists to communicate God's word. We are ambassadors for Christ, and our mission is to evangelize the world. The word go in the Great Commission is a present participle in the Greek text. It should read, as you are going. It is every Christian's responsibility to share the good news wherever we go. We are to tell the whole world of Christ's coming, his death on the cross, his resurrection, and his promise to return. Someday each of us will give an account to God regarding how seriously we took this responsibility. The task of evangelism is so important